Yoshalmi, corresponding to Bavamit Fia Bavli, Daf Kuf. We begin in the Yoshalmi on Daf Lamad Aleph, Amad Aleph, the Mishnah at the top of the page. Hamoicha Zesav Leitzim, Vaasu Pochif Meravis, Lesar, Harihain, Labala Zesim. If a person sold his olive trees for wood, and he waited before chopping them down, and then they produced poor olives that could be squeezed for less than a Meravis of oil per sar, then they belong to the buyer of the trees. Also revis lasar, ze'ime zesav gidilai, the ze'ime outsi gidla, yachloiku. But if they could produce a revis of oil more per sar, then the buyer claimed that the oil is his because it was his trees that produced the oil, and the seller claimed that the oil is his because it was his land that grew them. And the halacha is over here that they divide the oil. Shataf hana es zesav v'nasun asech stechaveiroi, ze'ime zesai gidilai, ve'ime outsi gidila, yachloiku. If an overflowing river washed his olive trees into another field and they grew olives there and produced oil, then the tree owner claims that it was his because it was his olives that grew that produced the oil, and the landowner claimed it was his because his land grew the olives. Then the law is over here that they have to divide the oil. The Gemara says, "Abyuchan by Hirtivu Mahein." Abyuchan asked the question, if they became moist from the second field, why did the second field owner have a full claim on the olives rather than having to divide it with the tree owner? Rufuna Amma Bashashat Van Begushei, and Rufuna says they were washed away with their moist soil, so the tree owner's property also caused the growth. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina Omer, Shanei Ola Beinehen, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says a difference between these views of these two, of Rabbi Yochanan and Rufuna, is whether these trees are considered newly planted for waiting for the years of Ola, because Rabbi Yochanan would require him to wait, and Rufuna wouldn't require him because its accompanying soil made it as if it's not newly planted. And we move on now to the next Mishnah. Hamaskech ba'is lechaveiro b'yemeis ha'geshomim, eina yochel leitziyoi min ha'chag ad ha'pesach. A person who rented out a house to his friend in the rainy season for an unspecified time, he can't force the person to leave between Sukkos and Pesach. V'yemeis ha'chama shloshim yom, and if he wishes to make him leave in the sunny season in the summer, he has to inform him 30 days before. In large cities where rental properties are less available, whether it's the summer season or the rainy season, he has to inform him 12 months beforehand. As for shopkeepers, whether in big cities or in small towns, they have to inform the customer of their intent to collect the payment of credit 12 months before they collect the debts. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Chanus Shal Nachtoimim V'Shal Tzavayim Shalosh Shonim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that as if for a bakery and a dyer, they have to inform the customer 3 years beforehand. And the Gemara says, Tani, we learned in a bite, Kol Eilu Sha'amru Shloshim Yoyim V'Yud Beis Chodesh Loisha Yoda B'Soichan Shloshim Yoyim Yud Beis Chodesh Elash Yodiyoy Koidim Shloshim Yoyim V'Koidim Yud Beis Chodesh. In all the cases where Chazal said 30 days or 12 months, they weren't referring to the duration of the rental, rather they were talking about the length of time before they force the renters to leave, that they have to inform them of their plans, whether it's going to be 30 days or it'll be 12 months. Beisabad, kol shas, beisabad, beisagas, kol shas, hagas. The amount of time the owner has to inform the renter before he plans to make the renter leave depends on the property. If it's an oil press, then it will be the entire time of pressing. If it's a wine press, the entire time of pressing the grapes. As for a factory, it's no less than 12 months. Amr B'Yosi, B'medra Amr B'Yosi says, when does this apply? B'ilein shen oisim ba'afa shachar, ava b'eile she oisim ba'afa lavan, koines goronoi u'mistalek. When it's the cases for those using dark earth because their work is more extended, but for those who are using light earth, the renter can just gather in his utensils and leave, so he doesn't need such an advance warning. And we come now to Halacha Zayin at the top of Lamed Aleph Mabes. Hamaske ba'is lechaveiro, hamaske chai b'delis of anaga of manu, of a chol davar shu ma'aseh uman. If a person rents a house to his friend, the owner is responsible for the door, the bolt, and the lock, anything that requires a craftsman's expertise. A davar shu ina ma'aseh uman, haseiche aseyu, but something that does not involve expertise is the renter's responsibility. Hazevel shu balabayis, ein laseiche el hayotze min atano u min akirayim bolvad. Manure that's gathered in the courtyard from the animals of other people belongs to the landlord. The renter only has rights to the ashes that come from the oven and from the stove. And the Gemara says, "Hoy Rabbi Yitzchak bar Hakula mezuzah ma'asi yedei uman." Rabbi Yitzchak bar Hakula said that a mezuzah is categorized as something that requires a craftsman's expertise.